Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the Nerd Bomber Podcast presents Nerdsplaining. I am your friend Claude, and today, via phone, I am speaking with Twilight superfan and friend of the show, Francesca Rose. She's going to share with us an amusing and slightly embarrassing anecdote about how being in the right place at the right time can still go south if you say the wrong thing. So without further ado, take it away, Franny.
You ready?
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
I hope you enjoy this. So, well, obviously, you know, my fear of public speaking and being put on the spot.
I'm so dumb. I really thought you were going to say heights. I totally forgot who you were for a second.
I was going to say, like, I don't really have that. I don't fear heights.
Yeah, must be nice.
Jeez, okay. All right. Well, you know, like, you know, you had to deal with me, you know, before I had to give a presentation and stuff.
Yeah, at least once.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was excited that you and me talked about this and decided to have me on the podcast. But I was also a little nervous because of my fear of public speaking being put on the spot. Which is weird because, like, my senior year of high school, did you know that I was in the musical?
Like,
my senior year?
A stage production?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
One, where
you had to sing?
I mean, like, I didn't have a solo or anything. Like, that's not carried away. But there was parts where I sang as a group. I danced as a group. We did Footloose.
Oh, what?
Footloose, the musical. Been working so hard. With its Tony-nominated hit score, the film musical explodes live onto the stage. Footloose is full-throttle, nonstop fun from beginning to end on the Palace stage October 26th through November 10th.
Yeah, we did Footloose. That was our senior year musical.
I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, I mean, you know, I wasn't even close to being, like, a lead or a star or anything. I had, like, 10 lines, you know, but I was on stage for a good chunk of the time, either, you know, saying my lines, singing, dancing, kind of just, like, filling up space in the back. And I was fine. And I think I was fine because I had the lines. I knew what I had to say and when I had to say it. There was no surprises. But I actually wasn't as lucky when I got interviewed by my local news. I never told you that, did I?
It is jogging some memories.
Really?
But I don't know that I have the specifics coming to my brain. So,
all right.
I'm going to enjoy this. Let me get the popcorn.
All right. So, it was either my sophomore or junior year of high school, and I am a big Twilight fan. I mean, I'm not as big as I used to be, but, you know, if the movie's on, I'm going to watch it.
Mm.
You know, I read all the books. I went to all the midnight premieres for the movies.
Your skin is pale white and ice cold.
Say it.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
No.
For centuries, they have lived peacefully among us.
I dream about being with you forever.
But some still hunger for our blood.
It's absolutely lethal.
Now, to save what he desires most...
He's never gonna stop.
He must fight one of his own.
You're faster than the others, but not stronger.
I'm strong enough to kill you.
From a worldwide bestseller, Twilight. Rated PG-13, November 21st.
Are you a Twilight fan? You know about Twilight, right?
And the weird thing is, I mean, if you're alive, you know, in the years that came out, you obviously know something about it.
Exactly.
So I only know what I'm forced to know because of society and everything. However, I'm 0% a fan. Somehow I saw the second part of the last movie in the theater.
Okay. All right. Do we have a team? Are you Team Edward? Team Jacob?
Are
you not that invested?
I was Team the creepy looking vampire dude with the long hair.
What?
The villain, whoever that guy is.
Seriously? No, that's not, like, you can't do that. Like, it's either your Team Edward or Team Jacob.
Well, I don't like Edward because I don't like his face. And I don't like Jacob because I don't like his face. So I'm kind of at a stalemate here.
All right.
So, right now I'm in a wolf mood. So let's go, Jacob.
Oof. All right.
Uh oh.
That's not good. So anyway, I am Team Edward. Huge Edward fan. I had, you know, the shirt 1 year for Christmas. One of my brothers actually got me, like, you know, those life-size cardboard cutouts.
Yeah,
my brother got me an Edward one. That was in my room for a while. And then my other brother got me, like, a little, like, doll that I actually still have in my room.
Why don't you still have the cardboard cutout?
It was kind of just, like, taking up space, and I think it started, like, it was just getting moved around a lot, and...
Started getting really well-worn, and...
yeah, it's seen better days, so that one, unfortunately, had to go. But, yeah, so the midnight premiere, like, it came, you know, time for that.
This is what, the first movie?
No, this was... That's why I think it was, like, I want to say it was my junior year of high school. So I would say either the third movie or part one of the fourth movie.
Just so everybody has a frame of reference, Franny, what yes. year were you a junior in high school?
Oof, I was a junior in high school in 2012.
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. That was just an involuntary reaction to you putting that in the year that I was 30. It's all good. Carry on.
Yeah. So we're going back 2012. We're going back 8 years ago. And me and like two of my friends, we got tickets to go to the midnight show. We showed up, I wanna say, at like 4:30. So obviously this is a midnight premiere. The show's gonna go off at 12 o'clock. We get there at 4:30. We're the first people in line for our movie theater. Every single theater in the movie theater is playing Twilight at midnight. So for our theater, we're the first people in line. So I want to say we're probably like 2-3 hours into just like sitting on the ground, like staring at each other. And this woman comes walking over with a man who is carrying a video camera. And she, you know, starts asking us questions. She's like, what time did you guys get here? And we're like, oh, we've been here, you know, since 4:30. And she asked if she could interview us.
You're like, hell yeah, brother.
Right? Like, I'm definitely, like, dying inside. Because I'm, like, freaking out. But on the outside, I'm like, let's do this. So me and my two friends, right, we stand up. And... I said to the woman, I said, can you tell me what question you're going to ask me right now so I can think about an answer? She was completely unimpressed with me, and she just looked at me and was like, don't worry about it. It's going to be an easy question. So
very helpful.
I'm like, all right. Yeah, right. So I'm like, okay, all right, I got this. So I had on my Edward shirt, and... She's like, oh, we're going to start the interview off on you. I want to get your shirt in it, and then we're going to go over this way, and then we're going to work ourselves back to you. So I'm like, perfect. So I'm like fixing my hair, making sure I'm smiling, right, standing up straight because I have a terrible posture, sucking in. I'm like, all right, let's do this. So they videotape me, and then they go to my friend. So what we had to do was... When the camera got to us, we had to say our first and last name, and we had to spell it. So in my head, I'm like, Francesca Rose, like, spelling it, Francesca Rose.
They wanted you to spell your whole name out?
Yeah, because, like, they want, you know how they put it up on the news, like.
Oh, but they didn't want to, like, have that as part of what would be on the air then.
No, they just wanted to make sure they got our name right. Yeah, so my two friends go, I'm having this pep talk, like, inside with myself, like, you got this, you could do this. And the camera gets to me, and I'm all confident and everything, and I'm like, hi, my name's Francesca Rose, FRANCEO, and I just stop, and I look at my friends, and I'm like, I just spelled my name wrong. Like, I took out, like, three letters, I added an O in there, like Francio. I spelled Francio.
Well, you're the CEO of Fran.
Yeah. And again, like, this woman literally was so unimpressed with me.
She's like, that's true.
She stopped the interview. She didn't even ask me a question. She stopped the interview right there and was like, okay, thank you, and left. Right? So I'm standing there and I'm like, all right, like, it's all right. I did that to myself. But at least, you know, my face is going to be on there. My shirt's going to be on there. Like, that's going to be the first thing people see. So the next day we get into school and we're telling all of our friends. We're like, we got interviewed for the news. Obviously, we couldn't see it because we were at the theater till like 2:30 in the morning. And during study hall, some of our friends went to the library to see if they could find our interview online. And after that period was done, we're walking in the hallway. I still haven't seen this. I had class that period. And my cousin, who's actually the same age as me, he was walking with like a couple of the other people that saw the interview. And he like points down the hallway at me and he's like, oh my God. He's like, there's my cousin, the boob girl. And I was like, what the hell is he talking about? So I'm like, I need to watch this interview. Like, what could they have possibly shown of me? So it was my study hall. I go into the library, I'm watching it. And you want to know what they did? They cut off my face. They cut off my waist. And they literally just zoomed in on my chest of Edward Cullen's picture.
Well,
that's the only thing that they showed of me. Like, they didn't even put my name there. They didn't put my face up there. Nothing. It was literally my chest. So, yeah, that was my last interview.
Well, how does it feel having extremely recognizable anatomical features?
No, I don't think that famous. Was the case. I think that there's only three of us. There's only three of us there, and two of my friends got interviewed, and,
and I one was of them was wearing obviously, an Edward shirt.
Yes, and I was obviously the one that just her chest got shown.
Well, you're a different kind of CEO, I suppose now.
Yeah.
Now I have to reshuffle my papers here because, awkwardly, I was going to ask you to spell a couple things, but...
Yeah, let's leave that out.
Okay, well then, is there anything you want to plug or leave the listeners with about yourself?
I'm a grad student. If you ever need a social worker, hit me up.
All right, fair enough. Anyone who wishes to do just that can go on Instagram and search at Cheska_Marie_. However, I'm not going to attempt to spell that, I think for obvious reasons. Well, that'll do it for this installment of Nerd Bomber Podcast Presents Nerdsplaining. I want to say thanks again to Francesca Rose for sharing her Twilight tale of local fame that almost was. I have been your friend Claude, and we'll see you next time for some more Nerdsplaining.
The Nerd Bomber Podcast is a Ghost Factory Internet production brought to you by the WHAM Network.
Did your Twilight experience turn out to be what you expected?
Oh, when I read it, it seemed like it was a book that wasn't supposed to be published.
If Edward was not a fictional character and you just met him in reality, you know, he's one of those guys who'd be like an axe murderer.
When you put it the bare facts out, he tells I've killed 40 or 50 people, and he's like, you really shouldn't, and I want to kill you so much, every single day, every moment I'm with you, I desperately wanted to kill you, and she's like, I don't care, I love you, and it's like, well, there's definitely something wrong with her, and there's very obviously something wrong with me.